Hi, my loves, and welcome back to the Full Moon in Leo ritual guide. So, as I already told you, this one will be very powerful and it can really be like a major shift when it comes to our self-confidence and also how we appreciate and honor ourselves as well as our body. And so I really want you to create a little celebration at this full moon. And you know, like, this will be a full moon weekend or a Leo moon weekend, as the moon will wander like in the night from Friday to Saturday into Leo. And the best time to create a little ritual would be on Saturday or Sunday, especially in the evening, as Monday, February the 10th, the moon is already in Virgo. So of course you can still can create, you know, like a ritual afterwards, but the moon won't be in the Leo energy anymore. And I really think it's very beautiful to stay in this major energy when creating rituals to that energy. So we will have a burning again. And for your little ritual, when it comes to the colors, let's start with the colors. So the colors of Leo are very bright and powerful. Like, the best colors that you could use like are gold, like so much gold, because you know, like, Leo energy is really like, I'm the best energy and I'm the center of the universe, because Leo is ruled by the sun and the sun is our center, obviously. So this is totally Leo energy. So gold would be a very good color, as well as a very powerful and warm yellow, as well as orange. So these are very beautiful colors to work with. You can also bring some Aquarius energy into the ritual, but also working like with white. I would choose white for Aquarius, but make it more powerful and very sensual as well, because I want you to appreciate yourself and your body. So make it very lovely. So you can also use like very fresh, beautiful, powerful flowers if you want. I have some dried flowers. I also really love to work with dried flowers, and they are also like little golden circles and balls, and yeah, I will work with them, for example. But make it powerful. If you have candles in the colors of yellow or gold or orange, they are very perfect as well. You can also use red, because I really think like, yeah, power and love still is a very big topic, like at this full moon. To love yourself and also, yeah, to choose yourself out of love, to let go in love and gratitude, you know, because we are still letting go of so many big major topics. So, yeah, you know, like, choose everything that makes you feel good and safe and loved. And yeah, for the candles, like, if you have more than just one candle at yours, burn all of them, you know, like, really make it so powerful. There's so much fire energy currently around in the universe, and you can empower those energies like in your ritual as well by burning so many candles. And you know, like, I also know a ritual when it comes to self-worth and appreciation of yourself, where you create the altar like with a mirror. Like, you put many candles onto the mirror as well as flowers. And you know, like, when you work with the candles and doing like all of your inner work, You will always look at the candles, but also will see yourself in the mirror, and therefore you will also work with the mirror, and you give like all of the energy and empowering into the mirror. Because, you know, like, this is what I want you to do, to empower yourself. You know, like, when you work with yourself, like, each and everyone will do this in a different way. But, you know, like, when you work through all of your very own things and topics, I really want you to still always focus on the positive side and the good things. And this is something that you are really allowed to do, especially on this full moon. And when doing this, you can really talk with yourself in the mirror. Like we already talked about mirror work. You can, you know, like put the mirror work by empowering yourself through the mirror, looking yourself straight into the eyes with all the beautiful stuff around you. Because, you know, like next to your face in the mirror, there are beautiful flowers and the candles, and you will make it so beautiful, you know? It's really about empowering yourself, making yourself feel good and worthy and self-confident. And, you know, like if you feel that this is something for you, like if you have like a little round mirror, like a round mirror of course would be the best, put it into the altar, work with it when creating your altar. And you can also use a small mirror, you know, it's just about the energy and what you give into it. So you can create the altar around or with that mirror. And, you know, like as always, make the creation of the altar already like a very powerful ritual itself. Like for me personally, to create these altars is like one of the most beautiful things to do. It's already a kind of a meditation. And for the crystals, like citrine, I know it's a manifestation crystal, but still you can also manifest with full moons. I know it's not like the main topic, but when we empower ourselves and when we get into the energy of making ourselves confident and feeling good and worthy, we do manifestation work, you know. So citrine is also like a great crystal for Leo energy because it's so powerful. It's about abundance and making your wishes come true. So if you have citrine, put it into your altar, as well as pyrite. Like pyrite is the golden crystal, and it's really so much Leo energy. It's the sun crystal, so it definitely represents the planet, or yeah, the star of Leo. So pyrite will also be so beautiful, and as well like labradorite for Aquarius energy, if you still want to bring the Aquarius energy also into the altar, or aquamarine, also clear quartz. Like all of the crystals that you have that feel good will be beautiful at the altar. Also rose quartz. Like I really think that I will also put some rose quartz to give all the love and self-worth energy also into the altar. So this is what you can use for your altar, as well of course your personal stuff, what really makes you feel good, you know. Like also for me, the way I dress is already like so powerful in creating rituals. So if you have a very powerful outfit, you know, maybe also your, you know, like your weird, special, powerful outfit that you were afraid to wear, you know, in the public, because what would others think or say, or your friends only know you in your, you know, like day-to-day outfit. So what would you love to wear when you wouldn't care. Because this is the state where I want you to be, you know? So what would you wear that makes you feel sexy and good and powerful? This is the outfit that you will put on for this ritual, all right? Make yourself special, powerful. Like for me, I really think that you can already do so much with the way you dress. You know that I'm coming from that field, but you know, like I totally feel the way I dress. So if I have like comfy clothes on, I'm not that much ambitious than when I have like a power outfit on, you know? And yeah, if I want to feel like a goddess or the power queen that I want to be, I will dress that way. So excited what this outfit will be at yours. If you want to send me a photo, I'm very, very curious to see it. If not, also good. It's your very own ritual. And of course, you can also use the colors again of yellow, golden, orange, also red, the powerful, strong colors. Yes, so of course, cleaning the altar, cleaning yourself, burning all the candles. And then it's, again, for me, the time to do the tarot card reading. What I will ask the card is what I still have, you know, like to work on, or what I'm allowed to let go. Which topics are still around that make me feel scared or out of balance, or yeah, that really want to be released, you know? Because we are releasing at full moons. We let go of too much energy, of our thoughts that limit us, and situations, emotions, feelings, people that limit us. So, and I, of course, I will also draw myself some cards for the last 2 weeks of this moon month, of what I'm allowed still to do, to learn, which energies I should connect with, like stuff like that. Like also, what can I do to honor and see and appreciate myself and my body more and better. So, of course, I already draw some cards for us as well. I received 2 cards and I really think that they are very beautiful. So the first one is the 3 of Pentacles, and Pentacles symbolize the element Earth and therefore also security and a base where we are allowed to grow, as well as finances, your job, like that area. But like the main topic is security, and especially the 3 of Pentacles symbolize the amazing power that is created when we start to work together. Because when we work together, we can achieve so much more, and it will be so much more beautiful as well. And it's really the card of connecting and creating together. And I really think that this is so beautiful, because this is also the topic of, you know, like the opposition of Leo and Aquarius, because Leo energy is pretty much the energy of doing things on their own, you know, like of feeling like the center and the only one, you know, that has the power. But Aquarius truly wants us to connect with the like-minded community and to see like the bigger picture, and to open up for to people, to build something bigger together. So I really think that this is very beautiful, and maybe this card also means something to you. And the second card is so much Leo energy, as it's the King of Wands. So it's together with the Queen of Wands, the highest cards of fire energy, of the element fire, as the wands represent the element fire. And the King of Wands totally is like the energy of, yeah, of arriving at a state where you totally know your worth, where you reach the state of being so fucking self-confident and so warm-hearted, and you know that you have so much to give, and you are widely open for giving, but also because you know that everything is in balance and you will receive it in return. And it's a very, very powerful card of being in a state of pure love for yourself as well as for others, and being allowed to give, you know, like, yeah, being the master of your very own fire and its pure creation as well. And it's achieving the state where, how do I say, where you have your fire also under control, and where you are allowed to give it to others in such a form of also like authority person, you know, like kind of leadership of what Leo energy is. Leo is giving their power, their creation to many other people to inspire them as well. So I really think that both of the cards are very beautiful, and they tell us that we are allowed to open up to other, to work on our vision together, as well as that we are widely open to give freely, as well as to inspire others with our warmth, with our love, with the state that we achieve by working on ourselves. So very beautiful. So this is about the tarot cards. And yeah, you know, like, do a meditation if you want to do let go meditation, still cord cutting meditations or stuff like that. Do whatever meditation feels good for you. You can also do already like empowerment meditation. For me personally, I will first get into the energy of letting go and reflecting my last full moon month, you know, and also writing down like everything that I want to let go, and yeah, making my list, doing the journaling of how my last full moon month was and what topics appeared, especially the topics of the Saturn Pluto conjunction, and what I want to let go. And write this, as always, on a separate piece of paper, not in your workbook, as we will burn it. And you know, like, maybe it's already a little bit warmer on Sunday. It would be so cool if you can already burn it like outside under the moon, because the moon is currently so big. It's not a super moon, but it's still like, it feels that she is kind of closer. And you know, like, if you can do so, you know, like, if you have that round mirror with the candles on and the flowers on and the crystals and everything you love, you know, like, maybe if you do the burning, go outside if you can make it, and do the burning outside. As always, have a burning bowl with you, a bowl where you can put the burning pieces of paper into when you are creating the burning ritual. And I guess I won't put the bowl onto the mirror, because I want it separated, because like the mirror for me personally is something very empowering and beautiful, and the burning bowl is something like the past that I leave behind. So put it next to the mirror and then burn everything that you want to release and let go. And you know, like, what would be so powerful if you still stay outside. And you know, like if you already cleaned your crystals before, you can also leave the crystals outside because it's the first full moon again where we allowed to refill our crystals with new energy, you know, like to reload them. As I already said, like in the first podcast, it's about to refill our cups again. And we also have to refill the cups of our beautiful crystals again. So you can leave them outside in the moonlight to load them up with new, beautiful, so powerful full moon in Leo energy. So also afterwards, clean all of the other crystals that you have, make a little bath with them, you know, like very important by when cleaning your crystals, wash them with warm water, not hot or cold water, but warm water, and then put them into the moonlight. Best, of course, if they are outside, but you can also lay them next to your window, for example, where you know the moon will show up, and reload them. So what's also kind of very beautiful is to of course make a dance afterwards, or already when burning your fears and your worries, you know, like everything that you are scared or that's just too heavy. I really think it's very empowering when creating this full moon, burning while dancing and, you know, like dancing around the candles outside, around your ball, and just burn everything and empower yourself. Like, it's really about empowering yourself. So put on very, very strong music. Music of women would be the best. And you know, like shake your ass, dance, sing, no matter how loud it is. And you know, like don't care if people are watching you, you know, like you are your very own goddess and witch, and celebrate yourself. And it's only about you and your life, because they aren't working on themselves, or you know, like don't feel that strong and powerful to do it. It doesn't mean that you aren't allowed to do so. And you know, like this is your life, this is your beautiful body and soul and mind, and just live life. If you want to go dancing, do that. If you want to, I don't know, like have fun with yourself in the bed all night long, do this as well. You know, like it's really about you and about everything that makes you feel loved and good and powerful. And do this. Like, I also have some goddess cards, and I guess I will also draw one of these cards. If you want, I can also draw us one card now. I just found them right now. So let's see. Let's do this. Let's see. One last card, all right? And then I'll leave you alone with your ritual. And I'm already so excited to see you and to create a ritual with you. So what's our Leo energy? Let's see. I think it's this. All right. Oh, this is so cool. Okay. The goddess is Sarah Lakali, queen of the outsiders. And her, I mean, this totally fits, right? Like queen of the outsiders. For me personally, outsider isn't a word that we have to be ashamed of, but the outsiders are the people, the Aquarius people, you know, like they do something differently and they choose themselves. And if they don't fit into society or to normal people, you know, I mean, this makes them special. And therefore, outsiders is a good word for me personally. And her affirmation is, I have arrived. I am where I will always be. in love. I mean, how perfect is this for this full moon? This is so beautiful. I have arrived. I am where I will always be, in love. Beautiful, babes. So, I really want you to enjoy this full moon. Have fun. Celebrate yourself and your body and do whatever feels good for you and do whatever makes you feel like the goddess and queen and badass that you already are. And I love you from all of my heart. I'm so happy to be fully back in March to even give you more. And yeah, so if you want to send me photos, this is so welcome, because I don't have any contact with people right now. So I'm excited to receive photos. And yeah, I send all my love to you, wish you the best. And if you have any questions, let me know. And otherwise, we will hear each other on Sunday again. Love you.